Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To let you know sweet Jesus loves you so very much. He has a plan for all of you that listen to the broadcast. Even unto those of you that's behind prison bars, Jesus has a plan for you. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet with this powerful ministry. Praise God. We're here on radio preaching the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ. And today we're going to continue the message on the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Jesus will give you peace that's beyond this world. I'm telling you, satisfy you. It's not meant for people to be smoking. I'm telling you. Like I said in an earlier broadcast, I tell them prisoners, if it meant for you to smoke, God will put a chimney over your head. God didn't mean for you to be smoking tobacco, smoking marijuana. No. The Lord will deliver you from that stuff. He will. He'll deliver you from using crack cocaine. The Lord will deliver you from them things and will give you that inner peace on the inside. Because I'm telling you, smoking don't give you no peace. Using crack cocaine don't give you no peace. I'm telling you, amen. Getting high off that stuff, so to speak, that's not real peace. But Jesus will give you peace in your sound mind. And you don't have to be a slave to them things. Yes, the Lord will set you free. Those of you that's incarcerated, amen. You may not can get the real alcohol that's in the liquor stores, but some of y'all want to manufacture that stuff called mash. Yes, I do know. That's why I'm in jail and prison ministry. But Jesus will deliver you from mash, drinking mash. You don't have to manufacture and drink that nasty stuff and talking about you feeling good. Because that nasty mess. But the Lord will deliver you from that. Oh, yes, it will. And give you that inner peace. Missionary Velvet, let's go to Hebrews 12 and 14. Let's see what the Bible says.
Follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Hebrews 12 and 14, what Paul said. Follow peace with all men. There's no need to argue about the way of the Lord. So many people want to debate. So many people want to argue because they think they can go to heaven on their own terms. But this is not Burger King. You can't do it your way. You must do it God's way. And Jesus brought peace. When he brought peace, the peace of God is Jesus Christ opened up the way of holiness. Holiness is what God requires us to receive, for us to be a part of, for us to be able to inherit the kingdom of God. We must be holy, because God is holy. There's no need to debate and argue. That's why the Bible said follow peace with all men. It's a waste of time debating over the way of the Lord. So many people want to spend a lifetime trying to debate with it. You can't debate with this. It's all in vain. Because God wants us to be holy. People want to spend time in churches talking about, I'm going to heaven anyhow. But getting in the door going to be your problem. Because God ain't going to allow nobody into the gates of heaven if you're not holy. I'm telling you. Amen. So you need to wake up. Stop playing church. Stop trying to debate this way. Stop trying to fight it. And humble yourself and get it like the Bible said. Them sanctified folks just sang a song years ago, Missionary Velvet. Is you got it like the Bible said. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're going to need it like the Bible said.
Amen.
And people, even today in 2024, we're going to need it like the Bible said. It's not what some man said. The Bible said every man, every devil be a liar. But let God's word be true. People want to waste time talking about my family was in this type of church. My family was a member of this type of church. God don't want to hear all of that. He want to hear whether you are holy. That's what he want to hear. There's no need to waste time debating and arguing over your religion. Arguing over your family traditions. Like I said, this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. You must do it God's way. And the Bible said in Hebrews 12 and 14, follow peace with all men. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And that's what the Bible said, people. And we need to understand and know that. Praise God. Holiness is what God loves. Romans 15 and 13, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Romans 15 and 13?
Praise
God. Amen. Praise God. Folks, we need to be holy like God is holy. Because the Bible says in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yes. Not the people that can't live right. That sin, repent every day. If you sin, repent every day, that's not living right. That's not living holy. Amen. But when the Lord save you, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Now, when all things come new, what you doing? Messing with the old, sinning and repenting all the time. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet, Romans 15 and 13?
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. The Lord wants to fill you up. When the Lord fills you up, you have no room for nothing else.
That ye may abound in hope.
That you may abound in hope.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now the Lord will fill you up. When the Lord fills you up, you have no room for no gossip. No room for backbiting. No room for being two-faced. No room for being, amen, praise God. You say one thing and mean another. No room for, amen, double talking. But, amen, you speak truth out your lips. You speak what you know and testify what you have seen. And what you don't know, you keep your mouth shut. Because you have that peace on the inside. That will, amen, bridle your tongue. And you don't go around being a trash can for the devil. Some people love gossip more than this word of God. They want to spread a juicy piece of gossip more than the word of God. But that juicy piece of gossip cannot help your soul go to heaven. But what Jesus has, the peace of God can. So I'd rather receive what Jesus has to offer than to waste time messing around with a juicy piece of gossip. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to continue the message on next week, talking about the God of peace. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, the peace of God, Jehovah Shalom. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, let them know, God, you want to bring peace in their life. Lord, deliver them from what the devil got them bound to. Lord, set them free. In Jesus' name. Lord, I want you to touch those that's in the free world. Lord, let them know you love them, God. Change their life. Turn their life around. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the song, say I'm on the altar, Lord. I want you to bless my soul. Bless my soul, Lord. I want you to bless my soul. And he will do just that. Just like Ella Holmes been telling us, that his peace will give us hope. If we believe him and believe on him and allow him to come in our hearts, we will have that peace that he is speaking about. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you too, and he has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. He has not forgotten you, and you are not thrown away. You are important to him, and he is there waiting for you to guide you and lead you, even behind prison bars. Those that are free within your prayer and support of our ministry, you continue to pray for us, and we pray for you that God has a plan for you, that you allow him to rule in your life also too. Most of them, that God loved with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, I never get tired of saying this, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what you and I think, whatsoever God has promised you and I in the whole wide world, he is able to perform. All he wants you to do is believe on him and allow him to come in your life. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. There are many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those of you that are incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. I'm a Jesus man and a Bible man, promoting the name of Jesus. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the parents, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.